welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you will learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. For the last 3 weeks, we've been running replays, and we want you to know that we're back and we are live. So if you have a desire to call us, Billy will be here with us. She is my longtime friend and editor of my first book, Genie in the Bottle. Billy, are you there?
I am here.
Excellent.
And thanks to the Dr. Pat Network, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is with you each week at this time on Fridays. Now, Maureen, as most of you probably know by now, is an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. She works with individuals and groups providing insightful information from their guides through her connection to the Akashic Records. Maureen's first book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, is based on the manifestation workshop of that name she's been facilitating since 1994. Her students tell us the genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the law of attraction successfully. Maureen's next book, Reweaving the Fabric of Your Reality, is a how-to book on understanding and clearing old, stuck energies, curses, entities, and to integrate lost and immature parts of yourself that get in our way. Her third book, Beyond the Flower of Life, came from her experiences teaching the Flower of Life workshop, Merkaba Meditation, for over 15 years. She's also released a guided version of the Merkaba Meditation that is available as a CD or MP3 download. Her company, Transformational Enterprises Incorporated, has developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line called Aromandalas. Each week on this show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, we intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look to us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire you to grow your connection with the universe and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. Today we're talking about a timely subject, feeling stuck, stress, and resistance to change. As we start, Maureen and I invite you to write down the listener call-in number, which is 800-930-2819, so you can call in and ask us questions. Remember, call in. We may be talking, but we'll make time to let you in and ask your questions. So my question is to everyone out there. Is there anyone out there who is not feeling stuck, stressed, or resistant to change? If you do not feel that way, please call in and tell us your secret.
And
kind of other related feelings are feeling antsy or irritable or restless. Hey, Maureen, like, is there anything wrong with feeling this way? I mean, why are we feeling like this?
Well, we're feeling like this because we're taking some pretty big leaps in consciousness, and everyone in the whole world seeks that which is familiar. And that means we seek, you know, the favorite bread, the favorite fast food, the favorite sweetheart, the favorite whatever, flowers, because that's what we know, and we know that that's safe. We know that that makes us feel good. And the business of change is challenging for most people, unless you're someone like me who thrives on change, like dandelions thrive on hatred. So the idea is when we're faced with change, it isn't whether it's going to change back the way we want. We know it won't. The deal is then how do we manage to get what we want and work with the change? And the answer is in your own awareness to keep asking, what can I know? What do I need to know about this situation that would help me accept it? What do I need to know about this change that will help me adjust to it? And you're going to find that even the mental question will raise the answer. The other thing I'd like to alert listeners to is we do have on our website a free download that we created for the Mercury retrograde. Now, we're out of the Mercury retrograde, as Madeline has told you in the previous show, but it's still kind of slow out there, and we're going to be changing out our website on Sunday, September 11th. So if you want that free download, it's called The Wheel. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to it, you will find it is quite remarkable. We're getting amazing comments on that free meditation, more than we've had on any other free meditation. It is a full-length meditation, so it is 30 minutes. And we are going to offer it for sale once we finish off the what I call the background music. So right now it's the raw data. It's my voice only. But it is amazingly effective. We did it at a workshop I had this past weekend, and everybody left their body and had amazing experiences. So, and Billy, I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to it, but I know you've answered some people's questions on it too.
Well, yes, I did. A couple of days ago, I took the time, and just something about it just seems to. For me, what it seemed to do is it was like I had this ball of yarn that was all messed up. It was all, you know, entangled, exactly. And as I worked through this, it just seemed like all the tangles came out and just things just seemed a little, just clearer. Nothing had really changed other than everything felt a lot more aligned and a lot clearer, another way, not as entangled. So it was like a like a detangler for the mind. And you know, I'm still expecting that there will be other things that unfold as a result. You know, sometimes you get an immediate feeling after a meditation, and you feel better, and then stuff continues to unfold in the days and sometimes even the weeks afterwards, where just the clarity starts to bring more things to the surface. So it's a kind of a lot of your meditations pay dividends into the future.
I like that word, pay dividends into the future.
It's one of the few things that seems to pay dividends nowadays.
So if you're feeling stressed, we do have a couple of tools for you that we'd like to give you. And one of them seems simple enough, and it is simply to ask for a day of heaven on earth. And I have a story to go with that, but you have to tell me how we're doing time-wise, Billy. I'm noticing lately I've been talking over my time.
Oh, no. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay. So the story behind a day of heaven on earth is that I was flying overnight. I don't call it by the other name that some people call it. And I had chosen to take that flight in particular because I wanted to have time with a family member who lived in that city, and if I flew the day before like I had originally planned, I wouldn't have had that family time. So in the process of getting off the plane, I ran into somebody that I knew. And I said to this person, hello, and she asked me how I was doing. Now, it just so happened that I was flying again to the East Coast on the same day to make a workshop for the following weekend. And so when she said to me, how are you doing, I said, oh, well, this is my day from heaven. Only I didn't say it exactly that way, and I didn't use that exact word, another H word, if you know what I mean. And so I finished that sentence, and I thought, oh, my God, I don't want to be known like this. So I then said, but I'm having a day of heaven on earth because I'm flying with United. And at that point, she nodded and smiled at me, and we both went on our way. I had a 1 o'clock flight that I had to catch, and I came home, and my basement was flooded. I could still hear water running, but we couldn't tell where it was coming from. There was a broken pipe between the walls. My neighbor came over to help me. We called the plumber. The plumber came when he said he would. I called the airlines. They let me fly at the 3 o'clock flight instead of the 1 o'clock, and everything was fixed. Easily, it cost me like $150. My neighbor watched the plumber while I repacked my suitcase. It was amazing. And when I was coming home from the bank after making my bank deposit, I thought to myself, you know, I could have almost made that flight. All I needed was an extra half an hour. And at that exact moment, the phone rang as I'm walking in the door, and it was United Airlines saying, our feeder flights to Chicago are both running late. Is there any way you can take the 1 o'clock flight, which is now not leaving until 2 o'clock? And I was able to say, yes, my bags are already in the car. I can be there in 15 minutes, and that would make it possible. Now, I sat on the plane and looked around and thought, that was so amazing. How did that happen? And the answer I was told was, you asked for a day of heaven on earth. So the next two times that I had really full schedules and a lot going on, I asked for a day of heaven on earth. The third time I asked, it occurred to me, I could ask for that every day, and so can you.
You sure can.
So another tool for when you are stressed out is to just take a moment and sit down and count to 10, and with each breath in, count as high as you can, and then exhale to the same count. So if you can inhale to the count of 5 or 6, inhale to 5 or 6, and then exhale to 5 or 6, and then hold your breath on empty for 5 or 6 seconds, and then do that again. And do that, say, 10 times. Now, what that will do is two things. It's actually a longevity exercise, but it will also slow your breathing down, it will slow your heart rate down, and it will help you regulate and balance yourself, bringing you into full alignment with calmness and being centered. And after the break, we will give you more tools for stress.
So stay tuned. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, and this is Billy Roberti. We'll be right back.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with a Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with a Deal.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet 1 month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help make every day heaven on earth. Today we're talking about feeling stuck, stress, and resistance to change. Now, if you've just started listening to us, you just come in, you can listen to this show in its entirety on our website, www.MaureenSaintGermain.com. That's MaureenSaintGermain.com. Click on the News You Can Use link and choose Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. We have all our previous shows, and this one will be up there very soon. And while you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter today and stay in touch with what we're doing. You can also, while you're there, read about and register for Maureen's workshops by clicking on our workshops link for a complete description, dates, and locations of all her scheduled workshops. And if you'd like to host one with Maureen, drop us a line at info@MaureenSaintGermain.com. Just a reminder, our listener call-in number is 800-930-2819. We've been talking about feeling stressed, and Maureen was going to continue with how do we know what we need to change? I mean, part of the stress thing I find is that it's like I'm standing at a precipice, and I know I need to jump, but what direction do I need to jump? And how do I give myself the courage to jump into what looks like a giant hole, but know that I will be protected, and even though I don't know what's inside, then I know that's what I need to do. So how do we know what we need to change? What to
one
jump
of the
is,
tools,
where do we jump?
Yeah, one of the tools that I put into the book called You're the Genie in the Bottle has to do with the video game called Mario Brothers, and there's even Super Mario Brothers out there. And it, practically everybody knows about, if you've done any video games or even watched somebody play. As a matter of fact, I have never played video games, but I had four sons, and they played them a lot. And I remember watching one of my sons play Mario Brothers. And at the time, I was looking for a metaphor because I knew my job was ending. I knew I had nothing, no safety net, no money in the bank, and that once unemployment ran out, I was probably in big trouble. And so I saw myself as Mario. And if you remember, Mario walks off of a cliff, an island appears coming up out of nowhere. He sees himself on that island, and then that island then takes him to the edge of another cliff where he walks off the island onto solid ground again. So one of the metaphors that I created is called the Mario Brothers example. And what it means is that you see yourself as if you were Mario. And you see yourself stepping off the cliff. Now, one of my kids said to me, Mom, that's only if you're really good at the game. And my answer is, it's my imagination. I can be as good as I want.
Exactly.
So, you know, if you're leaving a company, if your job is ending, if you're facing a big change, a divorce, a separation, someone just died, and you are in major, major stress, one of the things you can do is let yourself step off that cliff. And that, without knowing what it is, you know that that land is coming up, that island is coming up, and you're going to keep walking, and it'll take you to the next thing. Now, what happened to me at that time is I saw my workshops take off and go very big, and it covered the difference between my unemployment and my seminar revenue. And then I got another job that covered all of our expenses once again about 3 months later. Now, it's not easy to do that, so you literally have to let yourself be okay. So when you're standing at the precipice, you're going to look at all your options, and there is only one, and it's to jump. And that jump is into the unknown. And what happens is being willing to let go opens up tremendous opportunity.
Exactly. And that willingness that the ideas, the opportunities come in, it's like a door when you open it up.
That's true. And another thing that, as far as stress goes, that's very useful is the idea to take a break. And many times you're in the middle of something and you need to finish it. You're on a deadline, but it's very difficult to stop because if you stop, you're afraid you won't go back to it or you won't be able to finish it or you'll lose momentum. And in fact, quite the opposite is true. When you take a break, it actually gives you a chance to reframe all the information, and the conscious mind is very clever, and if you walk away and then come back to it, the ideas that you had have suddenly made their own leap without you, and you go back into it, and you're fresher and more able to complete the process. I also want to talk about lateral moves, but I know we also want to talk about the arrow mandalas and how to use those to break up stress. And Billy was telling me, and I think you wrote it down actually on your list, how you have framed it, that you use the arrow mandalas to break up the, I'll call it repetitive thinking, or the stuck feeling. And that can be around whether you're feeling impatient with yourself or someone else. It could be about not belonging and feeling like you're the odd man out. We have arrow mandalas sense for all of those feelings.
And let's remember, too, that sometimes we know we need to change. We're not sure what direction. There may be options. Maureen does Akashic Record readings. And she can help, these readings can help shed light on where we need to go, what our soul purpose is that will help drive what the direction we go in, and opportunities that might just be around the corner, so just to keep doing what we're doing, even though that may not seem like it's the right direction. It keeps the energy going.
While we were doing this, one of the things I did is I reached into my kit of all the oils, and I grabbed one. And I looked at it, I go, well, that's not my favorite. And then my guidance came in, yeah, but that's what you need. And so one of the things that I have learned over the years of working with these oils is that I have a few of them, a few of the scents that I don't care that much about. And I almost dislike them. And what happened is we discovered that if you really don't like something, you need it more, which is really funny. But it helps shift the energy and change. And of course, you can hear me giggling to myself. And what did I put on was Dolphin Dreams. And as much as I love the dolphins, this particular combination is something that, whatever it is that's in it, it challenges something about me or something about maybe my own way of being or doing things. It's lovely. Makes a shift and change.
I think it's the playfulness. Remember, you and your work ethic. You can't stop and play. But you've been doing that lately.
True.
And
that's
boy,
true.
Things starting to shift.
That's very true. Now, one other thing I wanted to talk to you about was the importance of lateral moves. Sometimes when you think you're stuck and that there's no end in sight, make a lateral move. You know, maybe you can't get an upgrade with your current job or your current situation, but you could move sideways into something that's slightly different and move away from what you've been doing. And what that will do is create a fresh perspective, and it will also catapult you when the time is right. One of the very lovely stories that I have is about someone that I worked with who had a very good job, and she was being offered a job by a competitor, same business, and the competitor wanted her to work as the CEO, assistant to the CEO, and it involved a bigger commute than what she had. And she called me and said, what do I do? And through guidance, we came up with the idea that she most certainly should take it, that it probably wouldn't last forever, and that it would help her. She'd been at this company for maybe 10 years. They loved her. She loved them. But she was glass ceiling. She could not go any further. So she took the lateral move, took the long commute, and within 9 months, her old company came back to her, offering her the same position that she had with the new company, assistant to the president, at a much higher pay scale, and everybody got it, that she really was a capable manager. So it was a huge benefit for her, and if she hadn't put that time in, she wouldn't have had this new opportunity to, she would have been more frustrated all the time, you know? Plus, she had income and lots of growth that occurred in the process.
So sometimes jobs are just stepping stones, and if we don't take that first step, we don't get to take the second and third ones, which may take us exactly where we'd like to be. And that sort of leads into next week. Maureen and I will be talking about using genie manifestation techniques to create your future. Now, with the genie manifestation, you're seeing the end result, but you're also guided to know when to take those little stepping stones that may actually even seem to be in the opposite direction. It may still be on that path. So, as we draw this show to a close, just a quick reminder, if you missed any part of this interview, you can listen to it in its entirety on our website. This is Billy Roberti with Maureen St. Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet in the heavens, we are wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet.